All right, guys, don't go anywhere. Get those questions. You have financial questions for Annalee Leonard. She's coming up after Fox News.
News, talk, traffic, and weather. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
It's 10 o'clock.
Well, it looks like we won't have to worry too much about tolling on the new version of the I-10 Bayway into Mobile. We will have that update to start local news in just a moment. And they started the law enforcement torch run for the Special Olympics in Northwest Florida.
Grieving in Boulder. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Our hearts ache for those who lost their lives, for their families.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis in Boulder the morning after a supermarket shooting spree. Fox's Eben Brown is on the case live.
Yeah, Dave, more details are now being shared about Monday's shooting at the King Supers grocery in Boulder, Colorado. Maris Harold is the police chief.
Officers arrived on the scene within minutes and immediately entered the store and engaged the suspect. There was an exchange of gunfire, which suspect was shot.
That suspect is now identified as 21-year-old Ahmad Alyssa from the town of Arvada, Colorado, about 90 minutes away. He's facing 10 counts of premeditated murder, Dave.
And Jared, he's in a hospital. Evan, he's in a hospital now, but will later be transferred to the Boulder City Jail. What happened once again leads to calls for more gun control, and Fox's Jared Alpern is live at the Capitol.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Dick Durbin says he could ask for a moment of silence for the victims in Boulder or last week's victims in Georgia.
But in addition to a moment of silence, I would like to ask for a moment of action. A moment of real caring.
The Democrats have proposed enhanced background check legislation. Texas Republican Ted Cruz says those proposals from Democrats will not stop gun violence.
What happens in this committee after every mass shooting is Democrats propose taking away guns from law-abiding citizens, because that's their political objective.
The legislation to enhance gun control would likely require 60 votes in the Senate and the support of at least 10 Republicans joining all Democrats, Dave.
Jared, a firefighter is unaccounted for in New York after a massive fire at an assisted living facility that left one resident dead.
He was on the third floor when parts of the building began to collapse. He was trying to rescue residents. He issued a Mayday call.
That's Fox's David Lee Miller in Spring Valley this morning. Two other firefighters were injured. America's listening to Fox News.
If you're driving less, you could be saving 50%. With pay-per-mile car insurance from Allstate, you can have control over your auto insurance costs by only paying for the miles you drive. Drive less, save 50% with Allstate. You've never been in better hands. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
Pricing varies based on how you buy, driving behaviors, and includes a daily rate. Not applicable in California. Based on annual premium paid by Allstate Standard Auto customers versus Allstate pay-per-mile customers who drive an average of 4,000 miles a year. Savings vary subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates. Copyright 2020 Allstate Insurance Company.
There are new forms of the coronavirus. Just what we needed, right?
Yeah. So we wondered, are we doing enough to protect ourselves and our son?
Turns out we are. Because things like well-fitted masks, 6 feet of space, avoiding crowds.
All of that still works. And getting vaccinated, you know, when it's our turn.
COVID may not be letting up,
but neither are we.
We can do this. Learn more at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's 10:03 now. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Cloudy skies, 67 in Pensacola right now. Good morning. I'm Cooper Davis in for Mark Jacobs. Everyday drivers who are not hauling cargo in big trucks are told not to worry about any future tolls driving in and out of downtown Mobile over the I-10 Bayway. City Major Projects Director Vince Calametti said this week only the big trucks will be subject to tolling.
There will be no tolls imposed on other vehicles, and all routes that people use today to travel will remain toll-free.
Alabama officials are moving ahead with plans to build a brand new truck bridge into downtown Mobile, which would effectively move truck traffic out of the Wallace Tunnel and get cars moving more efficiently. Again, that project totals about $725 million. And the 2021 law enforcement torch run in support of Florida Special Olympics gets underway, with the first leg moving through Northwest Florida. The torch run scheduled to begin at the Florida-Alabama line on Monday morning, and according to NorthEscambia.com, runners from Century Correctional Institution carried the torch from the state line to the Century Chamber of Commerce. Then another leg of the torch run yesterday moved from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office to Bartram Park in Pensacola. The torch likely moving out of Pensacola by now. Channel 3 First Warning Weather with Brooke Richardson.
We will see the rain kick off today, and that rain is expected to last through Thursday. For today, we do have a 70% chance of showers. Temperatures staying in the 70s, that high near 73 degrees. Overnight tonight, 80% chance of rain. Heavy rain possible, could be picking up 1 to 2 inches of that rain. Temperatures dropping near 63 degrees. Wednesday, that rain continues. 90% chance of heavy rainfall, that high on Wednesday near 73. From the First Warning Channel 3 Studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
Overcast skies, 67 in Pensacola. A cool start to our Tuesday morning, 68 degrees in Gulf Breeze. And it's just reached 69 in Milton, getting a little warmer there. 10:05. Next update, 10:30. Breaking news anytime. I'm Cooper Davis. This is News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel, presented by Mainstay Financial and Anna Lee Leonard, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Hi, this is Financial Advisor of the Year, Jim Brogan of Knoxville, Tennessee. You're listening to Winning with my good friend and colleague, Anna Lee Leonard.
You're listening to Winning with Anna Lee. Anna Lee is a retirement and estate planner, a member of the Ed Slott Master Elite IRA Advisor Group, as well as a sought-after speaker on such topics as income planning, 401k rollovers, and advanced IRA reduction strategies. When not working in her private practice, Anna Lee joins with other certified senior advisors to promote top-quality services to mature adults in the Pensacola area. Her goal is to help you prepare for and live comfortably in retirement. You can reach her office at 437-3127 or online at mainstaypensacola.com or call her now at 437-1620 on Winning with Anna Lee.
Yeah, but that's the truth. Oh, yeah, everyone's a winner. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Winning with Mainstay and Anna Lee and Bob. I've got to tell you, I was listening to the end of my friend Mr. Mike's show, and I love that song. I found my thrill.
Yes.
Oh, did that bring back memories? Oh, my gosh.
Such a good
song. Oh, my gosh. Bob, you're probably too young to remember that, but it brings back much nostalgia for me.
Oh, well, I'm glad that it did.
So how's everybody doing?
Well, we're good. And listen, Lance has a huge announcement to make. He wants everybody to pay attention today. And I wish we had a drum roll. Today is National Puppy Day.
Yes, it is.
I mean, and I want y'all to know, day before yesterday, my Jolie made 13 years of age.
Wow.
13, three-time cancer survivor. That baby is a fighter. She's a wonderful little girl. So even though she's 13, she too is celebrating National Puppy Day, as is Bella, who is now 11 as of about 3 weeks ago. And of course, Bratzo Matzo, little boy, who is now a full year old. So National Puppy Day. I love it. So Bob, you got to go home and pet your puppy.
Yes.
That's right.
Or
that's
go out
right.
and get more puppies.
That's it. That's it.
In a way, they're always puppies, right?
Oh,
they just stay puppies. I agree.
I still call
my Luna puppy.
Yeah, they never grow up. I mean, Jolie is still like, I talk to her as my baby. I call her my baby all the time. And she's 13 years old. So, you know, but they are. That's the wonderful part about animals. They maintain that aspect of puppyhood throughout their entire lives. I've always said the wonderful thing about schnauzers is they really hit, it's like having perpetual two-year-olds in your house. They never get beyond that. You know, it's like, oh my God,
yep,
it's sometimes it's crazy, but it's a wonderful thing. So I want to welcome everybody to today's show. You're listening to Winning with Mainstay and Anna Lee and Bob. And we're here today to answer questions and give you information. So if you have a question or an area of concern, whether it's about what we're talking about or not, call us or text us at 437-1620. We would love to hear from you. You know, I guess before we get into this financial aspect of everything, Bob. We need to take just a moment to pay respect to all the people who over the last few weeks have lost their lives in such senseless ways. I just cannot understand why any human being would be pushed to that level of expression, that you're either so angry or so depressed you take someone else's life that you don't even know. You know nothing about them.
It's senseless.
I can't imagine doing it to anyone, but somebody like that, I my heart just bleeds for people. It really does. I think we have enough sadness in the world right now. Why add to that?
Oh, yeah. It's
right. And we're talking about the folks, of course, in Boulder, Colorado, and in yes. California.
Yes.
And, yes. Yeah, such a shame.
I mean, you know, people are, you know, I'm going to go back to a statement that took place many years ago. Can't we all just get along? I mean, mm-hmm. why can't we? I failed to understand it. But that's just me and my opinion. But anyway, I just wanted to pay some respect to those people because I think their families and those that have been left behind are going to have a terrible time dealing with this. I mean, imagine how any of us would feel if your spouse, your mother, your child went to the supermarket. I mean, how innocent is that? Or went to work and then you get a phone call that they, I just can't even imagine. But anyway, well, let's all say a prayer for them and their families. So, I don't know. You and I had a long discussion about it this morning, Bob, and we're both just flabbergasted at this kind of behavior.
I think it's also I think it's a reminder too, as my friend Dave says all the time to me, you know, keep your head on a swivel. And that applies in every area of our lives. Like, always be just ready, always be on guard. You know, you never know, like, when it's going to be your last day. You never know what could happen. I mean, and that applies to finances too, right? I mean, it applies to every area of our lives. Keep your head on a swivel, be ready, and be kind always. You never know, like, if that could be your last interaction or if that person's at their breaking point too. So that's my that's my soapbox for a moment.
Well, I appreciate
I mean,
really.
And thank you for that, Jenna and Anna Lee. It's just amazing. You walk out your front door in all these places and, you know, it's almost, you know, we're talking about grocery stores, certainly schools, nail salons. I mean, it's just
that's why I'm getting more and more nervous about this drive, you know, from Gulf Breeze, because I'm just waiting for somebody to do something really ignorant, more ignorant than the things they've already done. I think I told you that already a couple of weeks ago. I had big old Cadillac SUV in front of me being driven by what I suppose was an adult, allowing a kid, 11, maybe 12, to hang out of the passenger window and throw an empty water bottle at the car in front of them. And of course that caused an altercation, and I'm sitting there with my phone in my hand saying, okay, if they start shooting or beating up each other, what do I do now? You know, so it people are volatile and they're at their wits' end. So, you know, what you just said, Jenna, about just be nice to people, because I think people are closer to a breaking point than we realize right now. So play nice, and just say please and thank you and hold a door for somebody, and don't dislike people just because they're different. I mean, that's what makes us who we are.
That's right.
Be nice. Okay.
That's what makes us great. That's what makes us great. That's right.
I think it is. I think it definitely is. So while we're talking about pressure, let's talk about the fact of everything that's going on now. Still with COVID, the economy, you know, as all of us know, the market has been just on a roll. We've had more earnings than we thought possible. Remember, Bob, right before the election, we had people calling up and they were all nervous and, oh, put my money in cash, put my money in cash. Well, they missed a huge growth opportunity. And now we're watching the market go up and go up and go up. And we're watching these stimulus packages occurring. And I understand why. But at the same time, we've got to realize this whole thing with COVID. Now, understand this fact, okay? The whole thing with COVID, according to an article that Bob and I have by a man by the name of Ronald Surz, S-U-R-Z, who writes for Horsemouth, who is a great supplier of information for people like Bob and I, COVID has cost more than World War II combined with World War I and all of the other things that have happened since 2001. I mean, it has cost us more. That's like unbelievable, unbelievable. We've got a total COVID relief package counting what was done prior to this administration, plus what's going on with this administration, of $5.2 trillion. Can you count that high, Bob?
I cannot. I think it's after a billion, I'm pretty sure. It's just an unfathomable figure.
I can't imagine it. I mean, how do you look at 5.2 trillion? I mean, not million, right. Not billion, trillion. So that's 25% of the gross domestic product. That's huge. That's more than a total cost of all of our wars since 2001. And it's greater than the most expensive war in history, which was World War II. And Bob, you know, because you've been with me when I teach my classes, what do I always show people about World War II and the taxes?
Well, it is funded by our taxes. Our taxes go up to fund wars. And, and our taxes go up to fund other things. The $5.2 trillion stimulus package is what we're looking at now. And I think I think our taxes are going up next year.
Yeah, and that's part of what's said in this article is that we're doing is we're now spending future tax payments and distributing it. So the plan has been there, and this is not just because of this administration. This was coming down the pike and has been for a number of years that the taxes were going to have to go back up in order to pay the debt that is out there. So when you create new money and you create these stimulus packages, you know, you've got to do something to bring all of that money back in line. And always what is done is the taxes will go up. Is it going to necessarily be this year? I think we're going to see some tax changes this year, but I don't think it's going to be across the table. What do you think, Bob?
I don't think it's going to be across the table either. Certainly the higher earners are going to be paying more. I feel like there is some low-hanging fruit, like the federal estate tax exemption will come down. The exemption coming down means more taxes mm-hmm. will be paid on estates. But no, I don't think it's going to be across the board.
No, I don't think so either. But let's kind of go to this breakdown of where all this money went of the $5.2 trillion. There's that number again. Mm-hmm. About $1 trillion was paid to taxpayers in the form of personal relief checks. Some of you got those. Some of you got the full amount. Some of you got a reduced amount. There are others of us who got nothing, and that's fine. You know, I think that was one of the biggest flaws in this program, that they didn't make sure it went to the people that really, really needed it, those out of jobs, those with children that were hungry. I think some people got it that shouldn't have, but I don't know of anybody who said, oh, I'm going to give mine back, which would help the debt a lot if we did that, if we don't need it. But I don't think people are going to do that. The other thing I found amazing with that $5.2 trillion, $4.2 trillion paid for vaccines, unemployment, and, as they put it, other purposes. That's kind of what we call pork. Bob, you want to kind of tell people what pork is? And I mean, we're not talking about the pork chop I had for dinner last night.
Right. Well, first of all, I love that sort of pork. But this is the pork. It kind of gets slipped in, and there it would fall under the category of other. And it's usually a very large portion of the whole. And it just goes so many places you can't identify one. But I do know a lot went to businesses, went to renters, and also our schools. So,
yes.
But the lion's share is really other. It's unidentifiable.
Well, and you know, I don't know if we call it exactly the lion's share. It's, I think out of this whole package, it was about 0.7 trillion that came out. And I mean, that's kind of small when you look at how much, but it's a lot when you think of how much came out of everything.
Exactly.
You know, so we had billions of dollars, that $85 billion actually, that went for 180 multi-employer pension plans insured by the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. Now, for those of you who don't know what that is, that's kind of a backup that helps people with companies that went bankrupt. You know, and the people that are out there collecting those pensions, they're very grateful for that. The rest of us are kind of saying, okay, wait a minute, that's my money that went over there. Some of it went to public transit, about $30 billion. Now, of course, those of us that are a small town like we're in, we don't really see much of that because what do we have? Just the bus system. So we're talking about people that have huge mass transit. They got some of that money. Some went to offset Obamacare premiums. So, you know, it's kind of, I don't know if any bill that has been passed probably since I was a kid that didn't have what we call pork thrown into it. I don't know how that became a thing.
Right. Yeah. And then another interesting number that we read in this was that 30% of what went to families and individuals is being saved, actually is not being spent. And I hate to say hoarded, but that's the term they used in the article. And Annalie, you know this, we've sat down with our clients and, you know, they'll say to us, you know, what are we doing getting this? We don't need this. You know, why are we getting this money? And I said, you know, this is not survival money. It's stimulus money. This is so that you will continue to go out and do the things you do, whether it's, you know, going shopping, grocery shopping, I don't, you know, whatever people do, but not sitting at home. And, you know,
not
putting gas in your
home.
Car and going somewhere. That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Right. Well, I've got to tell you, one thing they did slip in on the pork that I was glad to see, about $4 billion of that money went to socially disadvantaged farmers, because I think our farmers over the years have gotten a really bad break with all of the things that have happened government-wise, that they were able to ship some of the, like, for instance, soybeans. I have a good friend who lives in Iowa who's a big farmer and was given all kind of subsidies to switch over to soybean because that was then shipped over to China and he got a very good price for it. But then when all the trade wars went on, boy, that cut that very, very quickly. So his family lost a lot of money. So I think it's good that we keep farmers going, because let's face it, we don't have that many of them, and they feed all of us.
Right.
I don't know about you two, but I can tell you this, if all of a sudden I had to grow my own food, I would probably go down to about 20 pounds. Because I'm not real good when it comes to greenery and growing things. And so, I mean,
it's not like raising puppies, right?
No, no, I'm real good at that. But, you know, if somebody said, Annalie, you got to start, go out there and grow your own spinach and your own carrots. And I mean, my brother has a green thumb like unbelievable. I guess I'd have to move to Morgan City and live with him. You know, I don't know what his wife would say when I move in with the three dogs. But, you think about that. We really, really need to take care of our farmers. We don't have that many of them, and they are feeding millions and millions and millions of people. Anyway, all this money has come about. They've printed money. They've come up with new stimulus concerns. Well, now that we've got money flowing around, guess what the concern has become, Mr. Bob?
Well, the concern has become everybody buying everything and going out and driving up the price of not everything, but a lot of things, and in a lot of certain sectors. And we've all seen this, gas.
Yep.
Now, that's not being driven up completely by consumption, but it is going up, and we've all seen that at the pump.
Yep.
You know, certainly groceries, lumber, you know, just you name it, a lot of things are going up in price.
And what do we
release
call
all this
that?
Money, that is called inflation.
Inflation, and we've been knowing it's going to hit us for how long now? And it looks like it's getting kind of close. You know, what right. it, do you think it is, Bob?
Yes, I do think. I think there isn't anybody I've talked to really in the last several months that does not believe inflation is going up and going up significantly.
Yeah.
It's coming, and it may be here, right?
Well, I think, like you said, it started.
Right.
You know,
right.
That little fence that I had to repair here at the office, between the time I got the quote and they bought the supplies, the cost of the wood went up unbelievably.
I talked to those two guys in the parking lot when they were doing that, mm-hmm. and they mentioned something about that they're going to have to charge more. And he said, a lot of people don't know that lumber has gone up since I gave mm-hmm. you know gave you all the quote, what
right.
2 months ago or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, we know, you know.
So, yeah.
But a lot
yeah.
of people don't.
So it's creeping in on us. It's beginning to happen. And we don't notice so much at the grocery store, because it's not like you go in and, you know, today a product is $2 and then you go to get it tomorrow and it's $5. It might be $2 today and tomorrow it might be $2.10 or $2.05. So you don't notice it till you go to checkout and all of a sudden your normal $100 bill is $125, $130. So that's how inflation hits us, and we've got to start preparing for that and getting ready, because I really, really do think that it's going to happen, because the floodgates have now been open. It's and once that happens, we've got to be careful of what's going on. I mean, you know, again, I guess I'm going to tell you how old I am, but I can remember when my mom used to take myself and my best friend to the movies and drop us off and give us like 50 cents. And that got you into the movie, and that got you popcorn, and that got you drink, and that got you some candy. And you were there all afternoon, and your mother didn't have to worry about you, you know? What could you get for 50 cents now at the movies?
Nothing.
I mean, they laugh at you. Okay. I mean, now
yeah, hey, you could drop two quarters on the ground at the movie theater, and some people might not even bother to pick them up.
Might not even pick them up.
Right. 50 cents is just. I mean, movie theater. I don't know what 50 cents will buy you. A lot of places, you know.
In most places.
Yeah, yeah. I was talking about going back in time. I, just for kicks, looked at the rate of inflation, and I wanted to look at a chart, you know, to see what we've enjoyed or what we've suffered. So the chart went back 25 years, and I kept pressing the 25 years, and because I wanted to see the early 80s, you know, during the Carter administration when we had just the very, very high inflation. And here I am, well, the early 80s was more than 25 years ago.
Bob, let's hold that, because that's going to be kind of involved. Because I think my friend Mr. Cooper Davis is in the newsroom today.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh, Mr. Cooper, how are you?
I am well. Anna Lee, it's still going to be speaking with you. I have plenty to cover coming up. We had somebody ran into the west gate of NAS Pensacola, Anna Lee.
Oh, my gosh. Let's
dig into that coming up.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. A 21-year-old man is announced as the suspect in yesterday's shooting at a supermarket in Boulder, Colorado, charged with 10 counts of murder. He was wounded in a shootout killing a police officer, Chief Maris Herold.
We are committed with state, local, and federal authorities for a thorough investigation, and we'll bring justice to each of these families.
The victims range in age from 20 to 65. At least one resident of an assisted living facility north of New York City has died in a fire overnight, with others unaccounted for and a firefighter missing.
Rockland County Fire Coordinator Chris Keir says the firefighter who was still missing was one of the first ones to arrive on the scene.
We believe at this time he got lost and just couldn't find its way out.
An excavator is being used to clear debris in that search. Several of those who live at the home are in serious condition, and two other firefighters were hurt but are expected to be okay.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Ten thirty-one right now, News Radio, 92.3 AM, 1620, cloudy skies, 68 degrees in Pensacola at this hour. Good morning. I'm Cooper Davis. It's not clear yet exactly what happened, but we understand a driver crashed into the west gate, the back gate, at NAS Pensacola, causing significant damage and a closure. Officials on base sent us the note about the closed gate at around 5 a.m. today. They kept the gate closed for about 2 hours, rerouting all traffic coming onto the base to the main gate while crews completed repairs. The Navy tells us they turned the suspect driver over to Florida Highway Patrol troopers. We, again, haven't found out exactly what happened in this crash. We'll release more information on what happened as soon as we know more. And we are learning more about a reported shootout in Cantonment this week. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons tells us a suspect driving a white Honda kept harping on a group of bikers at the Circle K on 9 Mile and Klondike Roads.
And ultimately, as was reported, he pulled out a gun and started shooting at some of the individuals on the motorcycle, two of which, at least two of them that I saw, returned fire with weapons that they had in their possession.
Simmons says deputies are still looking for the gunman in the car. He says the bikers are all from somewhere in Mississippi. We're just stopping in town, presumably to get gas. Channel 3 First Warning Weather.
We are moving into an unsettled pattern today, starting off with mostly cloudy skies, turning into showers as we head into the evening hours. 70% chance of rain this evening, turning into an 80% chance of heavy rainfall overnight. Tonight, we do have a chance of 1 to 2 inches of rain possible. Temperatures today will stay in the 70s, dropping into the 60s as we head overnight. From the First Warning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
68 degrees in Pensacola. 68 in Gulf Breeze, 71 degrees now in Milton. It's 10:33. Next news, 11 o'clock, breaking news anytime. I'm Cooper Davis. This is News Radio, 92.3 AM, 1620.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Stocks are mixed with the Dow Industrials off 11, the NASDAQ plus 25, and the S&P 500 adding 7. Energy prices are sharply lower, with the price of oil falling 4.5% to just under $59 a barrel on fears new pandemic curbs and slow vaccine rollouts in Europe will slow a recovery in demand. The board of Connecticut-based Hartford Financial Services Group has unanimously rejected an unsolicited takeover bid from Chubb. The directors closed the door on any further discussion with its New Jersey-based rival, calling the Chubb proposal not in the best interest of the Hartford and its shareholders. The world's second-largest cinema group opens its doors next month to the popcorn-noshing crowd just in time for the big-budget release Godzilla vs. Kong. Regal Movie Theaters will reopen April 2nd. The chain's parent, Cineworld, has also struck a deal with Warner Brothers to show its 2021 releases at the same time they're released on HBO Max. And that's your Money Now.
Ladies, have you ever felt bloated for no good reason? Pelvic pain or pressure? Too full too fast, even if you're eating just a little bit? Not so unusual, right? But if you have any of these things and they go on for 2 weeks or longer, see a doctor. Because bloating, feeling too full too fast, and pelvic pain or pressure that doesn't go away can be signs of a gynecologic cancer, like cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer. And if your periods are heavier or longer than usual, or you have bleeding after menopause, see a doctor right away. It may be nothing, but find out for sure. Learn the symptoms. Listen to your body. For more information about gynecologic cancers, call 1-800-CDC-INFO. That's 1-800-CDC-INFO. A message from HHS and CDC's Inside Knowledge campaign.
Take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Yeah, all I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Tell you what, on National Puppy Day, we're out here trying to get everybody to win. Welcome back to Winning with Mainstay and Annalee and Bob. Bob, I don't know if you just heard that very important announcement that Cooper made, that when the theaters finally reopen, it's going to open in time for us to go see Godzilla versus Kong. I mean...
Okay, when you said that very important announcement, I was wondering, it didn't sound that important. Okay, well,
I don't know. I just don't think the first time I go back to a movie theater, it would be to see Godzilla versus Kong. I don't know. I mean, maybe something's wrong with me, but anyway.
Yeah.
All right, this is good.
I did see something along those lines, and, you know, in the old movies, Godzilla and King Kong were, you know, pretty big, but now they are enormous, bigger than the biggest building in the city. I mean, it's crazy. Okay, so can I go back to inflation and
just remind everybody, if you got a question, you want to make a comment, either call us or text us at 437-1620. We'd love to hear from you. So, Bob, let's pick up where you left off talking about inflation right before we went to find out about Godzilla versus Kong.
That's right. Okay, so this is interesting, especially to people like Jenna. Jenna's vintage, okay? over the last 25 years, the rate of inflation has never exceeded 6%. These are really good times in terms of inflation. Mm-hmm. Over the last 10 years, it has not exceeded 4%. But you go back to the early 80s and really the late 70s, there was, the rate of inflation in 1980 was over 15%. That is just... You know, that's just mind-boggling. So it brings up another point, and I remember this from an economics class decades ago, the term hyperinflation and how that takes place. And what it really means is when the rate of inflation is so high that you know the next time you're going to need to purchase that good or service, it's going to be, you know, let's say for this example, our purpose is, let's say, 15% higher. Well,
wow.
If that is the case, guess what you're going to do? You're going to buy more. You are going mm-hmm. to buy it. You're going to take it home. You're going to hoard it. And I don't care what it is, you know. What did we see last year? Toilet paper hoarding, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know that it's, number one, going to go up in price or not going to be there, and you decide to buy more than you need, you are part of the problem. You're driving up
right.
the price.
And right.
And that's really, in essence, what hyperinflation is. It just, it's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, Jenna, it's been a good life for you, right?
Oh, okay. I'll take it. That's totally fine.
You've never seen inflation over 6%. That's great.
Well, and, you know, we've started to see it with the housing market. And, of course, part of that is because the interest rates still are so unbelievably low, which, mm-hmm. you know, people have got to realize that, too, is coming to an end. The interest rates
right.
have got to start going back up. We're starting to see it, which has affected directly the performance of the bond market, because, you know, right now you've got inflation kind of being held down with the rescues. I mean, the stock market has gone up, the housing market has gone up, so other things have been held down. But that fulcrum, that seesaw, is soon going to be changing, and it might take it a year. I'm not saying this is going to happen tomorrow, people. So don't go run out and, you know, buy everything you can right now. It's going to happen, and it's going to happen slowly, because we're seeing our bond bubble starting to deteriorate, which is why we've encouraged our clients now to either do short-term laddered bonds or electronically traded bond funds, not going into these 25, 30-year bonds, because as that bond starts losing its worth, you're going to start feeling it, you know?
Right.
So
we've
got to be very, very careful about that. I mean, it's the stock prices have gone up unbelievably. And that all goes right back to the fact that the interest rates have been low. So people are more apt to spend money, to invest money. I mean, all the writing is on the wall. I don't want to be the doomsday sayer, but it's kind of like it's there. So we got to get ready. So I was really amazed because in the same article, it talks about, you know, your inflation protections and where to start investing. And you look at them and you know what it spells? It spells what we've been telling everybody for how long, Bob? A good diversified portfolio.
Exactly. Exactly. You look at the inflation hedges and they are all of the things that, in my opinion, have really been neglected during
mm-hmm.
these low inflationary times. And you have to have a diversified portfolio, especially for times like these.
You have to, and be careful about where you're going to diversify, because one of the other things you and I were talking about, Bob, this morning is the fact that with all of the technology that's out there now, everyone thinks that they are qualified and able to go in and do all of this trading. We
right.
saw recently what that created, the big debacle.
Yep.
And I think people have got to realize trading and investing are two very different things.
Right, right. And, you know, all of the barriers to entry have really been removed for somebody
mm-hmm.
to invest. Let's face it, you can download an app on your phone in, you know, 30, 60 seconds and transfer some money into the account and you're ready to go. And
right.
not everybody, as a matter of fact, most people are ill-equipped to do that. And right. It takes, I like saying this, and maybe it's a convenient thing to say at our age, but it requires decades of exposure and experience and working in the financial markets before you can even go down that road for yourself.
Oh, it definitely does. And again, let's go back to that, what I said before, trading and investing are two very different things.
Exactly.
You know, the trader is the person who goes in and they buy, they sell, they buy, they sell. And some people in our industry do that. We do not. Fiduciaries don't right. do that kind of stuff. Investing is long-term. Investing is what you do for your retirement. This trading, consistent trading, is for the person who wants to try to make a quick kill on something and hopefully you come out ahead. I refer to it as people's play money. Make sure it's money that you've got that you can afford to lose without it affecting what your retirement is going to be.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, complete sense. And a trader is not purchasing or selling based on the long-term fundamentals of the investment. It is almost a moment in time to acquire a gain, and that can be a very dangerous thing. And we saw a lot of that about 15 years ago when when the online trading brokerages really came of age. And it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, and part of it is because people are now allowed to get into what have been called private securities. And for years, we who are in the investment side, we're not even allowed to offer private securities to someone who is not what's called a qualified investor. In other words, you got to have over $1 million or make over $200,000 a year an individual, $300,000 a year for a couple. So that's considered a qualified investor. So if a qualified investor loses $5,000, $10,000, it's not going to break them. But what all this right. trading has done is it's opened up these private securities to everybody, and people are going in thinking, oh, I bought this program on TV that tells me when to buy and when to sell, so boy, I am going to be a wizard at this. Now you're talking right. about the person that's got $20,000 of savings and they lose 10. That's not a right. good option.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Yeah, the barriers to entry are low. However, it needs to be policed a little bit because a qualified investor in one category may not be a qualified investor in another category. Taking half or 100% of your liquid assets and putting it into a company or two or a SPAC is not a great idea, and it violates everything that investing is about, beginning with diversification. But that's what when Annalee and I started talking about this. This is an article about democratizing investing, making it open to all with no barriers, but there have to be protections. And I think you agree with me, Annalee, those protections are coming.
Well, and we've had a lot of them for years, and they're there for a purpose. And I want to remind everybody, if you've got a question or you want to make a comment, call us or text us at 437-1620. We'd love to hear from you, even if you just want to tell us about how you're celebrating National Puppy Day. It's okay, you know. You notice I keep getting that in there. I love it. But, you look at this stuff, and we as advisors who are fiduciaries, the SEC and NASD just came out with a big thing that they are really going to be scrutinizing advisors who are offering some of these speculative types of investments to clients. And that policing isn't there to profit the wealthy. That policing is there to protect all of us. So don't think of this as, oh, yeah, the government's trying to take this over. No, it's a protective mechanism that's there so that we don't go out and lose all of our money. I mean, I can tell you right now, if you came to me and said, I want you to invest in something like Bitcoin for me, I would advise you to open your own retail account. I would show you how to do it, get you into it, but it would be your responsibility. Because as an advisor at this point, it's just too speculative to offer to the general public. And our job is to watch over your money and keep it for you, not just say, oh, let's try this because it's the new thing. Kind of scary. You know, even if you want something like gold, I'm going to refer you to experts in this area that have been doing this for years and years, who know exactly what they're doing, who offer quality product. I'm not going to go out and try to buy gold for you myself. We might get you in a fund that has precious metal mining or precious metal development in it. That's an electronically traded fund, but not pieces of the metal itself. Those are the people we bring you to that specialize in those areas, you know?
Exactly. And that becomes a portion, a very, and most likely a very small portion of your portfolio. And it may, in fact, add diversification to your portfolio, but it will never be the sole investment that is recommended.
No. You know, and this is kind of everything you're looking at, and people talk about, well, why do you guys have all these regulations? Well, the regulations are there to protect you and to protect us. Because there are people out there that will tell you that they are qualified investors and they're not. And they put a black eye on the whole industry. I mean, it's like there are good doctors, there are bad doctors. There are good attorneys, there are bad attorneys. And there are good investors who are there concerned about you. And there are others out there that are concerned about nothing but themselves. So you gotta be careful, and you gotta be aware of that, and you gotta research people before you go and start giving them your money. You know, I know you grew up hearing this, Bob. I did all my life. If it's too good to be true, you know what? It's too good to be true.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
That's exactly right. There are a lot of companies out there that you know, just aren't proven to me, to Annalee, and to a lot of experts in this profession. But you know, as we said, the barriers to entry are low, and it's a shame that I guess that it has become so easy, because I do believe a lot of people are going to get hurt. But I think the protections are coming, and of course, you know, don't want to limit one's ability to do that, just want to make sure that they're qualified to do that, even if it's just for themselves.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, when you talk about who you look at and who you trust, and in one of these same articles, it talks about restitution and fines were ordered by FINRA in the amount of $677.7 million over a five-year span. That's what people had to pay that gave wrong advice to the people that they were supposed to be helping. And it wasn't just that they made a mistake. This was malicious, wrong advice that benefited the quote unquote, I don't even want to use the word advisor, person out there trying to get your money, and not you. So I just want you to be careful. Check people's backgrounds, for goodness sake. Talk to people that they work with. I mean, you know, do they like puppies?
You know,
I mean.
And, you know, the same article talks about, not only the ability to go in and purchase a stock and sell a stock, okay, but the ability to go in and purchase an option, to sell an option, you know, to purchase and sell, call options, put options. And Anna Lee, you and I, we had to sit through, I mean, weeks and hours of information and take a test and pass a test related to those things. But now you can go in, you know, to an app and do that as easy as you can go look up a score, you know,
sure,
on your phone. So it's kind of crazy.
I mean, we still do, Bob. We continue that learning. You know, at the end of this month, I've got 2 days I've got to spend with my good friend Ed Slott. It'll be virtual again, but he gets 2 days to fry my brain. Why? So that I can make sure the information I give people on IRAs and taxes and everything else is the correct information, that I'm not just pulling something out of a hat or something that popped up on the internet all of a sudden. You know, and of course, we all know if it's on the internet, it's got to be true, right? Okay, sure, fine. Okay, so we've covered a lot today. We talked about inflation. We've talked about being careful about how you invest. We've talked about being sure you are diversified enough to take the ups and downs, because I have never seen a time, I don't know if you have, Bob, but I've never seen a time when everything is good, where everything is in a growth mode.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point, yeah. And go ahead.
No, no, you go ahead.
Well, you know, now it has been good for some time now. It has mm-hmm. been good. And that doesn't mean it will not continue to be good. But there are going to be things that we need to be very cautious of. And, mm-hmm. you know, as we discussed, inflation is coming. Probably higher taxes are coming. Higher interest rates are coming. Mm-hmm. I had lunch with a mortgage originator last Friday, and he said that pretty much most of the refi market has kind of run its course, and now it's new purchases. But, you know, their interest rates are going up, inflation is going up, taxes are going up. There are going to be some things that we need to pay attention to going forward. But a diversified portfolio is going to go a long way in addressing the inflationary concerns.
Well, diversified, one that fits your age in life, your risk profile. I'm working on a lady that came in to see me a couple of weeks ago right now. She is very risky. She's fortunate enough to have a lot of money, and she is risky with her money. Her risk assessment came in the 70s, which is high for a person who's in their 60s. Very high, okay? But guess where her portfolio came out when we analyzed it? 88. 88. I mean, she is so far out on the edge of the limb that all she's going to take is a little bit of breeze to lose a lot of money. So we've got to get that straightened out for her very, very quickly. And that is part of what we do at Mainstay, is we will analyze your present portfolio and talk to you about what kind of risk you should be taking according to your age, the amount of money you have, the station in life where you are. You know, it's important to realize how much can you afford to lose without it hurting your lifestyle as all these things are starting to come about, as inflation is happening, as taxes are going up. Do you want to also be in a portfolio where you could lose 40, 50, 60% of your money? For the majority of us, I think that answer is no. So if you're concerned, if you want a plan for your retirement and for the rest of your life, call us at our office, 437-3127. We would love to have the opportunity to talk to you, to help you pull things together so that you know where you're going, what things are going to do to you. Go out, say please, say thank you. Tell someone they've done a good job, because more than ever, we need to make it a wonderful world. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.